Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net. We're in the final exercise. We're in lab number 8, exercise number 3, simulate product purchases. And here we're going to enable in-app purchases by allowing customers to unlock Italian recipes. So this is how it's going to work. We're going to go to the item detail page for a given recipe. And we're going to check and say, is this an Italian recipe? If the answer is yes, then we're going to hide the directions. And instead, we're going to show a button. And we're going to wire up a button click event so that when somebody clicks that button, they have essentially bought the Italian recipes for 99 cents, at which point we change the, you can see here, license, product licenses, Italian recipes is active. We'll set that to true, and then we'll show the directions from that point on. So let's go ahead and get started with this. This all is going to happen in the item detail, and what we want to do is start with the itemdetail.html, and we're going to add a button. We're going to find the div element with the class equal directions attribute, and then insert the button element below the h2 whose class is item directions. All right. So we're not going to completely remove, we're just going to hide this directions. I think we're supposed to put the button there. That makes a little more sense. So we're not getting rid of the directions, we're just going to hide them. Okay, and so then the next part that we're going to do is style up that button. So let's go to the itemdetail.css, and I'm just going to put this right above the media queries. That looks about right. Okay, and I'll go ahead and move it over just a little bit. Next up, and this is the biggie. This is where in JavaScript we're going to make a determination whether to show the directions or show the button, and we're going to wire up the button's click event if we are showing it. So let me just scroll over here to the right, and then we'll copy and paste it into our code. We're looking for the line of code where we're essentially already doing this, and we're going to replace it with all of this, and then we'll talk through it. So let's go to itemdetail.js. This, I believe, is the line of code they want us to focus on. It's the one where we're setting currently setting the item directions to the element that will display the item directions. We'll just delete that, and in its place, paste in our code. And so it's as simple as this. We're going to make a determination. Does the user currently have Italian recipes licensed? Or is the group key not Italian? In either case, we're going to show the directions. But let's suppose that the key is in fact Italian and we have not licensed, so is active equals false. We're going to get a reference to the button. We're going to load the pricing information and display it in the button. And we're going to wire up the onClick event. In the onClick event, if somebody does in fact click the button, then we're going to request the product purchase for the Italian recipes. Once that's complete, then we're going to update the product licenses specifically for Italian recipes and set is active. Once this is complete, this should be true now. Is active should be true for Italian recipes. And so we're going to make that change on the page. We're going to go ahead and display the item directions as we would have had they purchased it a while back. Just basically repeating this line of code. Okay? So, that's about all we need to do now. I think what the instructions have us do is walk through in a specific order. Okay. So we wanted to make sure that, if you haven't already done so, let's get to our data folder. And again, this is only going to happen in memory. So every time we run the app using the license.xml file, we're going to come back to this same scenario unless we turn this true. We're only turning it true in memory. When we rerun the app, it'll be reset to false. That's what I'm trying to get at here. Okay, so let's go ahead and run the app. And let's go to a Chinese recipe first and verify that we can see the directions. Very good. Now let's scroll all the way over to the Italian recipes. There we go. The tiramisu, click on that. Instead of the directions, we see a button. Let's click on the button. You must go into settings and purchase the app first. Okay. Upgrade to the full version, yes. Okay. And now when we purchase Italian recipes, we're going to say okay to that. And now we can see the directions. Outstanding. So we've been able to prove that entire scenario works. Okay, so as the summary says in the hands-on labs, once we've gotten our app to work, we'll want to replace all calls to the current app simulator to current app. And if you don't make that, you'll be reminded by the submission process, all right? So that's it. We're done here. I do have a few closing remarks to make to wrap up this series in what I'm calling Where to Go From Here. So we'll see you in that next lesson. Thank you. Thank you.